This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, back at Commodity Classic in Houston earlier this year, we talked with Bergen Nelson at John Deere about the new S7 combines. These combines take the technology of the X9 and bring it to a smaller scale for smaller operations. Now, this fall, we had a chance to catch up with Bergen and get his assessment on how those machines performed here in 2024. We'll talk with him next.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
Bergen Nelson of John Deere caught up with us, and we talked about the technologies that they have in both the S7 and X9 machines. These technologies have been tested out by current S-Series combine owners and are seeing a noticeable improvement.
I think the cool thing that we found out this fall and that we were excited to see is when we introduced the S7 and the technology, right, we talked about the increase in productivity. But we had customers that ran an S780 today on their farm. That's the current machine they own. And then they demoed an S7800, the new model year 25 machine. And running the machine with the technology, they're seeing more productivity from the same machine that they own today. So maybe they were on the fence of, maybe I need to go to an S7900, or I'm an S790 owner today. Do I need to go to an X9? Well, it's a pretty big price jump to do that. So now with the automation on these machines, they can make that almost step function change within the S7 series lineup, leverage the technology, and get that increased productivity within that platform. So I think that's been a big win, and we've heard that from customers that have demoed those machines this fall.
So you may be asking yourself, you know, isn't combine technology just combine technology? Why do you need all these fancy bells and whistles? What could possibly be so much better about this new machine? Well, Nelson explains why these technologies are helping improve efficiency and the bottom line.
But then we add in the technology, the predictive ground speed automation with the cameras that look out in front of the machine that automatically adjusts speed, right? So as your conditions have varying yield, you constantly got to be on the hydro handle maintaining the throughput, whereas predictive ground speed automation does that all automatically so the customer can focus on other things. But we also have harvest settings automation, and that is a system that automatically adjusts the five main combine settings: rotor speed, concave clearance, sieve and chaffer, and fan speed automatically based off a customer's inputs. So they can choose, do I want to focus on broken grain or foreign material? They can fine-tune the system, and then it's automatically changing it as conditions change throughout the day, as moisture changes, variety, et cetera. So as we look at some of the hard iron changes we made and then the technology that we added in there, there's a lot within the new S7 combine for customers to leverage to get that increased productivity, more comfortable cab for them as they spend long hours in there throughout the harvesting season.
And while we talked a lot about the cab, it all starts up front.
So on S-Series, we can go up to 45 feet. We've got rigid drapers to offer. We have a hinge draper with a rigid cutter bar, and then also our new HDF head that's been out in the marketplace. So it's a hinge draper, but then the cutter bar also flexes plus or minus 4 inches, giving the customer a huge range to harvest depending on the conditions that they're in. And then on our corn heads, on the S-Series, we go all the way up to a folding 12-row, or we have a 16-row rigid corn head. But one new feature on the corn head this year was in-cab slip clutch detection. So as customers are harvesting, right, it happens, the row unit starts to slip. Sometimes it's too late. You got to get out of the machine, unplug the row unit. It's a pain. And so now this new technology alerts the operator ahead of time so they can hopefully take care of it, reverse the issue out.
We have more at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.